This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 5th of December 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Andrew Muller. Our guest this week is Frankie Lee, worthy heir to a storied tradition of peripatetic American troubadours. He's learned his trade and written his songs over years of rambling America's lost highways, finally finding a perhaps less romantic home on a Minnesota hog farm. His debut album, American Dreamer, has attracted comparisons to Dylan and Springsteen, and not altogether without reason.
This is called Houses by Elise Weinberg.
Like a circle round the sun, just like a circle round the sun. Well, my song has just been sung, just like a circle round the sun. I could never jail, and you could never make it in mine. Even if we were both well met, I'll bone in another time, just like a circle round the sun. I've got my ticket in my hand, and I'm bound for the promised land. Like a circle around the sun. A circle round the sun. I've got my ticket in my hand, and I'm bound for the promised land. Like a circle round the sun. Like a circle round the sun. A circle around the sun.
Frankie, welcome to the show. Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House. I did want to ask, first of all, you chose unusually for a Midori House guest to bung a cover version in there. And I'm always interested when an artist do that, because there is, of course, an infinite universe of songs you could pluck one from. Why that one?
I'm trying to be known for doing that cover before anyone else finds out about it. I swear to God. I wanted to do this cover years ago, and I won't name it, because I'm proud that the artist who did it, he did a great version of it. But I remember I told a few people, and I think somehow in the universe heard it and then pushed it back out, and someone else did it. So this is a song that I've been listening to for like 6 months nonstop. I've been playing it for everybody. I'm like, have you ever heard this before? No one's ever heard it. A couple like weird musicians have heard it, but they, you know, they would never think of covering it. So I'm trying to be known for covering the song here. This is a big push on my, I'm sure the record labels love it when you're trying to push a cover of an obscure artist who you can't find the records to buy. But for me, I mean, there's still tunes out there that people haven't heard. That's insane to me. You know what I mean? So for me to be able to sing a song that someone hasn't heard, that feels great. And, you know, I guess my music is that. People haven't heard my music either. But
it's that evangelical thing you had about that song. Well, I mean, as we were discussing before we started recording this, it's kind of how you are here today, in that Baylon Leonard, who is a regular guest on our Arts Review, came in here a few weeks ago with your album, which he was really excited about, and that was the first I'd heard of it. Mm. Which kind of leads me into the first question I wanted to ask you, it being your first time here. Going back to when you started writing music, I'm always interested in who that person is for every artist. Who was the person who made you think, I want to do that?
Hank Williams. Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not even like a stock one. In like 3 years, I'll just be like, Hank Williams, you know. But but right now, I can honestly say that. He was also the only chords I could play. He played the same three chords in every song.
He really did. They're deceptively complicated songs. They're very simple to play, and then you sit down and think, well, how do you write one of
it's
those?
It's impossible. Guess if you listen to Tangled Up in Blue really close, you can hear Dylan. He was wearing a jean jacket, and you hear the button scraping on his guitar the whole tune. Not known for his technicalities. All right. Rock Trivia 101 with Frankie Lee. This song is called High and Dry.
I was born in a summer storm outside of Green River. I came up rolling cause the stone never gathered no moss. Yeah, my daddy drove a stepside 79, but he sold it down the river when the well went dry. And mama sang songs from the rodeo in a little house we call home. Oh, 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 your own. Oh, oh, your own. They're gonna leave us high and dry. Grow your own. Grow. They're gonna leave us high and dry. I've been beaten by the rain, trapped by the snow, but Jesus Christ, I'm proud to be poor. The secret's out, God is gay. Yeah, it's the same old story, just a different time. There ain't no yours when there ain't no mine. And if you wanna live, you got to build a home.
We should talk about your album rather than Hank Williams, who gets enough publicity, and frankly, at this point, it's not going to do him any good.
I'm still alive.
Indeed so.
Yeah.
American Dreamer, it's called. A lot of it struck me, did revolve around traveling and searching for a home. Most obviously on a track, I think, called Where Do We Belong? Where is your home now?
Nashville. Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee. But it's only of the last 6 months, and I've been gone for five of them. So
so why the move to Nashville? Was this the inevitable country singer's move to Nashville?
You know what? I think that became a thing 5 years ago. I was living in L.A., and people were starting to move there. And, of course, I resisted it, and I'm not going to be the white middle-class male in America who's going to gentrify every neighborhood. But then I met this girl who I totally was just drop dead, you know, fall over in love with. It wasn't even in like, I want to ruin your life way. It was just, I want to be next to you way, right?
It's a fine line.
As a respectful man, I wanted to, I wanted to ruin my life with being around you, but not her. So I figured out how many people were there that I really liked and entertained the idea for a while. But what actually happened was somebody called me, Johnny Fritz, Johnny Corndog called me. And he said, hey, I heard you think about moving to Nashville. And I was like, who said that? You know, he's like, I'm going to give you this place. You got to watch after it. I'm going to move and you can look after the house. And he gave me a great deal. And it's in this neighborhood I really wanted to be in. And so I, sight unseen, without knowing about it, I had moved to Nashville. I had paid rent before I'd even visited or seen the place. So I guess it just was supposed to happen. You know, there was no intention of me moving there in big lights, big city type thing. It's just the natural move. And I was, you know, smitten with a country singing sweetheart.
As you say, you've been gone from Nashville from 5 of the 6 months you've lived there. And again, it's a recurring theme on American Dreamer, that the traveling, quite literally from the Texas Plains to the Tulsa Rain, to quote one of your songs back at you.
That's good.
How important has the traveling been to the writing?
It's everything. I mean, you know, there's moments of downtime where I really enjoy being in one place, but I'm usually saving money or headspace so I can do it again. I mean, I've been gone 5 weeks now, including, you know, 3 weeks before the States and 2 weeks here, and I want to move here now, to be honest. You know what I mean? I've been to a few places where I have to go back. I just have to go back there, and I'm not tied to anything back home other than, you know, a few bags of clothes, but that's nothing to me. And so if there's a world out there and you still have the energy and opportunity, I feel like I should do it for everyone, you know, everyone around who I know who has to stay home, or my own family, you know, and have these experiences, and then hopefully get some good songs out of them. You know, that's not the intention, but it usually happens. You keep moving, you know, you move your body to move your mind. Kind of feel that way for sure. So.
Have you got used to the idea yet that you are, in fact, a professional musician? Because you weren't until quite recently.
Yeah, no,
you're working on an actual farm until quite recently?
An actual farm. I'll show you some pictures afterwards. They're pretty great. Yeah, it was I'm going to say this wrong, but it was a Glaushta, old spot, a pig farm. And there was about 80 to 140, 150 head on the farm. And we would, you know, raise them from Pharaoh until slaughter, and it was 3 years and honest work. You know, it's, if anybody out there is doing that, they understand, and if anyone isn't doing that, then they don't understand at all. You can't relate to it until you do it. And you know, I don't know how much that has to do with songs or my way of life, but I think it's just good to put in time with anything that's going to affect yourself and the people around you, you know.
Grow your own. They're gonna leave us high and dry. Grow your own. Grow your own. They're gonna leave us high. They're gonna leave us dry. They're gonna leave us high and dry.
This is called Buffalo.
Let it rain, let it pour, call out your dogs and war. Blood is right. Chase your checks and call them dreams. Come on to your trophy wife, pills on the shelf, you drinking dry. And my heart can't live.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Frankie Lee. His new album, American Dreamer, is out now on Loose Records, and you can keep up to date with forthcoming gigs at www.loosemusic.com. This show was produced by Holly Fisher, mixed by Alex Funnell, and I'm Andrew Miller. Thanks for tuning in.
chance.